inshallah this program will commence with some ash'ar written by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Bayatab, Salaam Barakatum, who is the Khalifa of our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid, Salaam Barakatum. These ash'ar we should sit with the intention of Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to call Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, and other shairs in the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam call them forward. They would sing ash'ar to create the love of Islam, of Iman, of the Muhammad of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with this intention, inshallah, we should sit in these ash'ar majalis. We are reviving our Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This beautiful ash'ar and composure of the Dard-e-Dil of Hazrat Wala, Naat Sharif, with our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damul Barakatu wa Damul Lahu for Yuzum Alina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a speedy recovery, inshallah. And most of Hazrat's Ashars were written at the midst of night, during the time of Tahajjud, and many of it was ilhami. The time when we were sleeping and snoring, that was the time Hazrat was writing Ashars. So it is Hazrat's Dard-e-Dil. And like Mawlana Musa Sahib mentioned now, the niyat of making amal, Allah Ta'ala grant us the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And like our Hazrat Wala says, that for the day, ask ourselves, how many times today we read Durood Sharif on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is where our Islah starts. How many times for today we have read Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is where our Islah starts. And the maqsad of coming here is to make our Islah. The Ashar is not for entertainment. I am not here to entertain you also. It is not for entertainment. Every couplet of Hazrat Ashar, wallahi, it is a waaz nasiha. It is with such depths that Hazrat has written it. And set with the intention of making niyat, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of the sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the love of Madinah Tayyibah, inshallah. The topic of this ashad and unwan, Naat Sharif, is Gulistan-e-Tayyibah se masroor rahunga. An epithet on the love of Madinah Tayyibah. I've also requested my Hazrat Wala that Hazrat Wala, I am not fit to make the tashri, and the tarjuma of this Hazrat Wala should make the tashri and tarjuma. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga, gulistan teiba se masroor hunga. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga, gulistan teiba se masroor hunga. Nididar gumbat se makhmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga kabhi toor hunga. Nididar gumbat se makhmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga kabhi toor hunga. Gunaho se apne miranjoor hunga, bafze shafaat mein mahfoor hunga. Urengi hawa se jo khaake madina, be aise hubaro mein mastoor hunga. Roze ke salle ala nazar karke, badil noor hunga baja noor hunga. Roze ke salle ala nazar karke, badil noor hunga baja noor hunga. Deedar gumbat se makhmoor hunga, kabhi noor hunga kabhi toor hunga. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جاس مسرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ محرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امور میرا سنت پہ چل کر, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا، میں روزے تسلے اللہ نظر کر کے بدنور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا۔ مدینے میں جب کل بجا چھوڑ آیا، میں مخجور ہو کر مخجور ہوں گا، قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر، حضرت مکہ ہے یہاں، قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر، ہر کراہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر، ہر کراہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ To translate the words may be so easy, but poetry, even translation is not easy. And then to try and translate Hazrat's dard-e-dil, that is beyond us. Where can we? May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. Maulana Manshallah Mansoor Sahib is here. If there is any mistake and error, Maulana has to correct me. It's his duty, inshallah. This beautiful poem, and in fact, many people who we don't understand, we think, what are these ash'ar, especially Na'at Sharif, Allah Ta'ala's hamd and thana. These are absolute necessities of iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if unless you don't love me more than yourselves, your family, your children, your parents, your iman is not complete. So how important, isn't it, to have the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this must be the greatest in our hearts after the love of Allah Ta'ala. Without that, our iman is not complete. How important it is. And yet, sadly, how many of us think that this is some bid'at, or some unnecessary, or some wrong thing? How important it is. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize this, and this is the karamat of our Shaykh, Allama Sayyid Suleiman Sahab ke bete, Salman Nadwi. Da'amat Barakatuh, we told Hazrat in Durban, in Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Khanqa, that these South Africans were dry. How you made them wet and soft. That we thought that all these things are not necessary in life and in deen. These are all unnecessary extra things. But how Hazrat, alhamdulillah, this is the karamat of Hazrat. How many of us, he has changed our tabiyats, and we have realized that how important it is to have the taste and the enjoyment of deen. Not just brittle and dry and hard. May Allah bless us all with this reality. And love is that ingredient that makes everything so tasty. Our food without salt, our namaz without love of Allah, zikr without love of Allah, life without the love of Allah. There are so many husbands and wives who are living, but just stay no love between them. And those who have love, they can be living in a tent shanty, but what enjoyment they have. May Allah bless us with the love of Allah and His Rasul, the love of deen, of Madinatul Munawwara, of Makkatul Mukarrama, of the awliya, of the mashayikh, the fuqaha. Love is a great thing. So Hazrat says, Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga. I will run away from all the deserts of the strange lands. That is, from other lands besides Makkah and Medina. And really a person of iman can call them deserts. Otherwise we might think, what is Paris and what is London? But these are deserts in the eyes of the man of Allah Ta'ala. Gulistan Taiba se masroor hunga. And the gardens of Medina, I will find enjoyment there where there are gardens. So all the desert lands of the world, I will run away from them and I will go to the beautiful gardens of Madinatul Munawwara. Main deedar-e gumbad se makhmoor hunga. And looking at the beautiful the dome of the green dome of Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will go in a trance. That is a believer when anything just thinks of the Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. or to Ahlullah, Noor comes in his heart and he goes in a trance, and what enjoyment. And these are all measurements to measure our Iman also. If we are not finding enjoyment in this, then we need ICU treatment and immediately. And if we are finding enjoyment, make shukr to Allah, but then also just divert it and let it go in the path of sunnah. Let it not go out of the limits of Shariat and sunnah either. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. Sometimes I will be just noor looking at the gumbat sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes I will be toor, how the tajalli of Allah came on Mount Toor. Like that my condition will be. Allah's tajalli is coming down on Rawdah-e Mubarak more than what it is coming down than the waterfalls of Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls. Allah's rahmat is coming down more and more. Gunao se apne mein ranjoor honga, and I will feel sorry and sad and sorrowful of my gunas. One of the great ways of benefiting at Rawdah-e Mubarak, at Kaaba Sharif, is that, like if we go to the Victoria Falls, any of these big falls, even from a distance, the splashes of water are so much that you have to wear a raincoat to cover yourself. But here we have to remove our raincoat of guna, so that Allah's precious reach us. If we go with the, so go to Ahlullah and Mashayikh, they will take off our raincoat of guna. Now go to Kaaba Sharif, now go to Rawdah-e Mubarak. Allah's rahmat is coming down continuously. Now the splashes that fall on you, now see your inner condition. See your outer condition. Bafayz-e shafaat mein maghfoor hunga. And by the blessings of the intercession of Nabiyyeh Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will forgive me. Nabiyyeh Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what shafaat Allah has given him. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't sit on maqam-e mahmood until all his ummah have been taken, because the minute he sits, he'll be taken to Jannah. So he says, my ummah must go, then he will be also. So that is the shafaat of Nabiyyeh Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uregi hawa se jo khaak-e Medina. And when the wind of Medina will blow and that sand will blow in it, I won't cover my eyes and I won't cover my body. Main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. I will make those sands of Medina my raincoat. I will make that the surma of my eyes. I will enjoy the sands of Medina Sharif when that wind blows strongly. Main rauza pe salli ala nazar karke. And when I see Rawdah-e Mubarak, I will say, I will read Durood Sharif. And with loves, wasallimu taslima. With abundance, and with feeling, I will read my Durood Sharif on Nabiyyeh Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Badil noor hunga, bajaan noor hunga. My heart will become noor. My body will become noor. With all that noor, how can't you just be noor? You will be noorun ala noor in that case then. Medina ke anwar, shaam wa sahar se, the beautiful anwarat of the mornings of Medina Sharif. Just think of the time of Ishraq in Madinatul Munawwara. Nowhere in the world is there such a scene. Think of the evening times close to Maghrib, after Asr, close to Maghrib. What a fiza, what an environment of Madinatul Munawwara. Sarata dilo jaan se masroor honga. I will be completely happy. Enjoyment will fill my heart in every way, in my soul, in my heart, in my body. Main mamnoon honga khuda ke karam se. And I will be thankful to Allah. I will humble myself, ya Allah. Kaha main aur kaha ye nikhate ghul. Where am I, O Allah? And where are these beautiful dew drops of the morning? Am I sleeping, O Allah? Or am I awake? Me, Madina Mutawwara Munawwara. Me and my Nabi right in front of me. And Nabi, من زارني بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي. Exactly like as though I've been visiting my Nabi when he's alive. He is alive. But when you are still with us in this world, it is like, though, you have blessed me, where me? I know my sins, I know my fault, I know my dirt. So I'll be very thankful to you, O Allah, that you brought me here. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. I will never be boastful and arrogant and think that I'm worthy of this. That ibadat Allah loves a lot. That a person tries his best, that he realizes I'm not worth it. I'm not fit for it at all. And he's thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Me and the sajda, me and this majlis, me and a Saturday afternoon in a masjid here, and listening to the Na'at Sharif of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of such a great lover of Allah, our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, where am I fit for this? Har ek amar mein raah sunnat par chalkar, and the natural result of this will should be that now we everything we choose the sunnat way. Whatever it is, going to bed, going to toilet, whatever, all the time, everything, every posture of our namaz, according to sunnah, that must come into ours. Our lives, khuda ki karam se, main mansoor hunga. And by the help of Allah, by the kindness of Allah, I will be helped by Allah Ta'ala. And we are so fortunate, we have Maulana Mansoor also with us now. So inshaAllah, by Maulana's barakat, we all will be Mansoor from Allah Ta'ala, inshaAllah. Ohad ki shaheedo ke khune wafa se. And going to Ohad is not just some tourist attraction. To take a lesson from there, 70 shuhada in one day. And Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, take a lesson. They gave the, not the, we not prepared to get, just little bit somebody didn't make us salam, our izzat is gone. We can't do that. We are shy. To something going wrong, I can't speak. Then afterwards they boycott me. No, for the sake of deen, take the lesson of the Shuhada of Ohad. Take the lesson of Sayyidina Hamza, the uncle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake to bring deen alive. That how these people had sacrificed. Sabak leke paamande dastoor hunga. I will take this lesson and my whole life now I will go according to Shariat, according to Sunnah. Madina mein jab qalb o jaan chhor aaya. And when the, Allah grant us with this reality that when we leave Madina Sharif, we leave our hearts there, our souls there. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that when you are making your final ziyarat, then tell to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't want to leave here, my heart is here. But for your deen's sake I'm going. Not to go and make more money and business and all that dunya, but for your deen's sake I'm going to do your deen's work in the world. That is why I am going. Otherwise, but we leaving our hearts and soul in Medina. And try and look back over and over at Rauza Mubarak, at Haram Sharif. Shed tears also, be sad in our hearts. That I have to leave here now. Main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. Though I will be separated now, that is physically, but my heart and soul will not be separated. Very blessed is that person who may be far from Madina Sharif, but his heart and soul is in Madina. And very sad is that person who is in Madina Sharif, but his heart is not there. His heart is in soccer commentary, cricket commentary, politics of the world, politics of his country. While there, he's worried, watching TV, watching newspaper, he can't do without. Worried of everything, phone, every now and then phone. What's happening here? My business, what is happening? Our heart is not in Madina Sharif. Very fortunate is that person whose heart and soul is in Madina Sharif. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar. And going to Quba, undoubtedly it is Sunnat Saturday morning. Great rewards for it. But the real lesson, look at Allah Wala. This is why we should sit in the company, come. Har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go every Saturday morning to Quba, make his nafals there. That we won't only go and make our nafal, but every sunnat we'll take a lesson. Many people, when we are in Madina Sharif, which is very good, we try and make amal on these sunnats. But then, when we leaving Madina, we leave, come back again, all the sunnahs bala itaq. We just leave them one side again. No, they must come into our lives. May Allah bless us with this. Ek matlab aur kar lijiye Maulana. After listening to the translation, try and hear it one more time and enjoy it in Hazrat's language in his own words, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gulistan-e-Tayba se masroor hunga. عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا
کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا, دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا, گناہوں سے اپنے نرنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. روگا پسلے الا نظر کر کے, بدی نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. مدینہ کے انوار شام و سحر سے, سراپا دل و جا سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا, میں محجور ہو کر نہ محجور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر, ہر کراہ سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر, ہر کراہ سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا. دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا.
جزاکم اللہ. چلے نیکسٹ ویل بی ہیونگ بھائی اعجاز الحق صاحب تو سرینڈر نظام.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سلام عفو بلال شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دام اللہ فضل رحم. کلام اس جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا دوستوں درد دل کی دولت کو, دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. فسد کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی, پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی, مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے, دل میں لذت درد پنہانی.
بانی دل میں لذت درد پنہانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جامع عرفانی. میر میرے دل شکستا میں جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی. رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی. رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی. رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل بھی دیکھ کر موجِ دل کی طغیانی. دیکھ کر موجِ دل کی طغیانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے ایمان میں کیف احسانی. رند پاتا ہے اپنے ایمان میں. رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے ایمان میں کیف احسانی. جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی. کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی. صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے. صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی. دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا دامت برکات ان کے اشعار جو آپ نے ابھی بھی سنے. یو ہیڈ جسٹ اٹس سچ اے ونڈرفل ٹو فرسٹ انجوائے اوور سیلف اینڈ ایکسپلیننگ. ویل مولانا دامت برکات ہوں جسٹ ناؤ سیڈ دیٹ اٹ از بیونڈ اس وٹ ایور little we understand that us through the barakat of staying in the company of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum that I will try to share with you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He must open our minds, our hearts to the reality of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum inspired words, kalams. This be hota hai fadle rahman. Any person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace is upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses him for his fadl and grace. Tab karta hai kaare shaitan. So he leaves out all that activities, devilish, diabolical activities which were used to be involved. And he leaves all one side. And he becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's friend. Dosto, the dil ki daulat ko دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی. او مائی فرینڈس, اللہ حضرت شیخ اسپیکنگ ٹو آل, the audience and speaks so respectfully, respectful. Oh my friend, he takes us all as his friends. So dosto, darde dil ki daulat ko, this treasure and this great wealth of heartache and the ache of the heart, dil mein paate hain safar ban. Only those people who are Allah's chosen one, they will feel and get it in their heart. So dard and ache of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and concern of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. This is such a special deen. Only Allah's chosen Rabbani people. Rabbanis are those who got to rule with a Rabb. And that is used in the Holy Quran as well, Rabbani Jun. بِعَكُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ سَيَا رَبَّانِمْ اللہ کلام سب کو ربانی بنا ہم لے درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے دستانی سبحان اللہ a person who carries within his bosom that ache of the nisbat and the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those people who got this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those Allah walas, they have special type of dard and ache. As you must have seen Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab and all the awliya kiram when they sit in front of you, you can feel that kind of restlessness, you know, in them. It is because of the connection, a very close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have that restlessness and this ecstasy also. At the same time, you know, that what happened, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یاد. That type of people, even the makhluk, Allah Ta'ala's creation, out of their, you know, from the bottom of their heart, they say, you know, this person is real Allah wala. Yazdani in Persian language, so Allah Ta'ala's name in Persian language, Yazdan also. Like we, you know, say Allah, then you say Rab, in Urdu language you say Rab, and Khuda, so many. Allah Ta'ala is such a wonderful personality, such a beautiful person. Every ada of Allah Ta'ala is so beautiful. Ehama shakle tu matboob. Oh Allah, you are such that every facet of yours is so beautiful. Ehama shakle tu matboob. Ehama jaya tu kush. Oh Allah, wherever you are, that place is beautiful also. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? In the ordinary people will just find out and say, no, this person is going here. Allah Pak's friend. Shaykh al-Kamil says, Joha Mustafa. Some of us, we think that we can do without awliya-i-kiram, without buzurgan-i-deen. I'm doing my namaz, my roza, my fasting, my zikr, my tilawat. I'm doing everything. I don't need, you know, some Allah Ta'ala's holy friend and shaykh and become his, you know, disciple, sit in his company, you know. He what you call, exercises, you know, self, you know, like independence. He says, no, I don't need all that. Shaykh Kamil says, جو ہے مستغنی, اپنے آپ کو مستغنی بناتا ہے کہ مجھے ضرورت نہیں ہے کسی شیخ کی, مجھے اپنی اصلاح کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمان. This person, how on earth will be able to get the shade of almighty, most compassionate, merciful Lord? Hazrat Damat Barakatum, maybe he is indicating towards that beautiful vertical poetry of great awliya ikram Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, that he, you know, he says that peer ka kya hai wo, nafs na tuwa kusht illa zill peer, nafs na tuwa kusht illa zill peer, دامنِ آن نفس کشرا سخت گیر. This nafs of yours which you got within yourself, you thinking that you can be staying away, you can be independent from Allah Ta'ala's holy friend, and you can have a control, and you can subdue your own desire which is your nafs. You think that way, you will never be able to do so. Halal Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, you know, greatest lover of Allah Pak in his time, and he greatest teacher of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love to the ummah. Buzurgan deen ulama'i kiram had the privilege to learn Allah Pak, the art of Allah Pak love, from Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi salam. So he is saying, I'm telling you, with my experience, never be able to subdue and control your own nafs, your own what is nafs, that unlawful desires of us, which we fulfill, that is nafs. So that will not be controlled. Illa zillatir, except one thing, that is your Shaykh, your Murshid Kamil, his shadow, stay under his shadow. Through the coolness of that shadow, you will be able to control your nafs. Damane a nafs kushra saftagi, that is why. That's therefore, my advice is that that Shaykh of yours is a very valuable personality. Once you held unto his daman and to his clothes, then you must hold it fast. Don't let it go. Sometimes your Shaykh may tell you something. Your nafs won't like it. It is for your own benefit. So that time when a person is not a real lover, and his love is not deep, love of a Shaykh is not very much deep, he must just leave the Shaykh and go away. I will look for somebody else. So he says, never do that. It is for your own benefit. If you are going to have patience and sabr, listen to those that very advice, of Shaykh, in order to control your nafs. Inshallah, you will be able to control your nafs. Once your nafs is under your control, you will be able to obey Allah Pak subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment very easily. And the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be your pleasure to follow sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through the barakat of that zil of Shaykh, the zil and the shadow of the Shaykh is in this world, is like a sort of a portrait of the zil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is pointing out that zil Rahmani, Rahmani zil and the shade of Rahman, how are you going to get if you can't get under the shade of your Shaykh? Fisq karta hai dur manzil se. If we're going to make fisq, what is fisq? Fisq means deliberate disobedience. Deliberately, I know this is wrong, and still I disobey Allah Pak commandment and make Allah Pak naraz and unhappy with my attitude. This is fisq. If a person does that, then you are keeping yourself away, distance away from your destination. Destination was, we must reach Allah Pak. We must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must get His closeness, proximity, right? That is our destination. But when you start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment, then we are going further away from Allah Pak says, run towards me. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah Pak. We are running the other opposite direction. Fisq karta hai dur manzil se. Peer tera ho ghar chala saani. Even if you get Shaykh, sometimes many of us, including myself, we always look for the highest and greatest and the most famous Shaykh. So this is also nafs in us, teaches us that. Because when I get attached and affiliated with a famous Shaykh, I will also become famous. So people will respect me, because I belong to very, very respectable Shaykh. So this is a trick of nafs of mine. That ordinary Shaykh, that person, many people won't know. I won't go to him. I'll go to somebody. Everybody knows him. So Hazrat say, if you get that particular Shaykh, who is the biggest Shaykh in the world, that will not solve your problem. If you involve quietly, without even knowledge of Shaykh, you engage yourself in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you mustn't think, just because you have got a connection with a great Shaykh, तो तुम्हारा तो बड़ा पार हो जाएगा क्योंकि तुमने बड़े शेख के साथ ताल्लुक कायम किया. ताल्लुक झूठा हो गया क्योंकि शेख के साथ ताल्लुक जो था अल्लाह ताला के लिए था और अल्लाह ताला को तो नाराज कर रही हैं. अल्लाह के लिए शेख के साथ ताल्लुक फिर अल्लाह को नाराज किया तो कैसे उससे क्या होगा. तो हजरत ने फरमाया ऐसा नहीं होगा. फैज मुर्शिद की ये करामत है. यस ऑफ कोर्स व्हेन यू कनेक्ट योरसेल्फ विद अल्लाह ताला फ्रेंड विद अल्लाह ताला औलिया एंड सिंसियरली एंड यू गेटिंग द फेज ऑफ योर शेख, you're getting the barakat of the Shaykh. So inshaAllah, if you're getting that barakat, koi rumi hai, koi khaka nahi to, you can reach very, very high stages of spirituality. A time will come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make some of the people follow the awliya kiram, like reach to the place of rumi rahmatullah. Must not think only the time of Shaykh Tumrez, He got a, you know, he's a Murid Rumi. But Rumi is always Allah Ta'ala creates people like Rumi. Nowadays also, and in the future also. So it is all the worker are following what your Shaykh is telling you. You keep on following. So Allah Ta'ala gave you that ability. Right, to put yourself, you know, in a poetry form, such as the barakat of your shaykh, you can become Rumi. Hazrat Ahmad Barakatuhum was a Rumi of his time. He was, those Rumi went long ago, 1,000 years back, but here the Rumi in front of us. So the barakat of his mashayikh, to listening to his mashayikh, and to, you know, obeying totally and having love and respect for shaykh, where Allah, shaykh Allah Ta'ala made him reach. And all of us mustn't be disappointed. Allah can take work of his deen from us also, inshallah. Say inshallah. That's only there. You must be sincerely connected with your shaykh, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatam. After Hazrat Shaykh Allah Ta'ala gave long life and sihat and afiyat. In South Africa, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib is replica of our Shaykh Damat Barakatam. So somebody is becoming Rumi and somebody is becoming Shaykh Khaqani Rahmatullah. So great Allah Ta'ala awliya. Must rakti ya sare alam se. Must rakti ya sare alam se. Dil mein lazzat dard pinhani. Now this is such a wonderful, you know, thing Hazrat experiences, and then it emanates from him. What he feels, it is beyond us all. But we can still, you know, we can still try to understand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, this type of feeling, you have granted this Allah Ta'ala's great holy. Oh Allah, we also want some shaykh from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. Right? Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum taught us. Allah Ta'ala is kareem. And kareem, one of the definition of kareem is that he gives without even somebody being entitled for that. So we are not entitled. Okay? But yet Allah Ta'ala grants us. We can ask him. The must rakti hai, and we also become must, get into that swoon and that trance, right, of spirituality, right, that we are absolutely, becomes totally unwary of the whole world and whatever is happening, carrying on in this world. Kitne, as Hazrat Maulana mentioned, that we are always go to Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, still busy about the worldly things and talk about the world and not thinking where we are. So this all world, right? And it's those what you call cheap, what you call discussions of the worldly things, material things. It's from all that, a person is absolutely master and involved and engaged in the remembrance of beloved Creator, Allah Pak. Dil mein lazzat-e dard-e pinhan. And a person has got that, you know, secret that nobody is aware of that inside, in the core of his heart. Absolutely hidden inside the heart, he has got the ache. And that is so wonderful ache. Normally ache is we see, but dard ke badi takleef hoti hai. Lekin baaz aisi takleef hoti hai, jo mazedar hoti hai. Ye takleef badi mazedar hai. Hazrat Wala Dawa Barakatum farmate hai, iski misal dekho, shami kabab hai. Shami kabab is made, and then a person is eating. Why he is eating? Right? It's so hot, and right? It's so spicy. His nose is searing. His nose is leaking. His eyes are tears. And he is eating. Now the person comes here, bhai, aapko to, ye bada, aapko ye bada takleef ho rahi hai. Ro rahe hai aapko. You are crying. Right? And you can see, you are in very great difficulties and problem. So please give it to me. Right? And you stay, have a little rest, you know, because this is troubling. You say, no, I can't give you, this is so enjoyable. It's a very, very, I want to eat myself. It's very. So Allah say, aise hi Allah Pak ki nisbat ka dard bhi bada mazedar hota hai. Uske andar badi se badi qurbani ke liye insaan taiyar hota hai. Koi bhi qurbani Allah ki mohabbat mein aakar kare, koi baat nahi. Ho jayega, ye kar lenge, hum kar lenge. Usi mein maza aana shuru. So ye dard pinhani jo hai, ye andar se, bahir se dard maloom hota hai. Outside, outwardly. It happened to me, personally I was in the company of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, when Hazrat had this stroke. Thereafter, when Hazrat also visited us, imagine, and Hazrat was crying, you know, little thing happened, you have seen that, Hazrat, you know, when the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala comes, Allah Ta'ala's name comes, start crying profusely, tears, you know, and when I saw Hazrat in this condition, my weakness in me, definitely is a weakness, that sometimes I open my, you know, big mouth, so I said, Hazrat, we can't tolerate that, so Hazrat, aapki tabiyat achhi nahi. Hazrat, not feeling well, right? Already you got a stroke, and on top of it, Hazrat is crying. And these things are make more. We can't tolerate them. A few brothers were there. Hazrat Maulana Damodar Barakat was there. Maulana Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, a few brothers. There are some others also sitting here, seated here. They were there. A few people. There is Maulana, late Maulana Hussein Rahimullah. His house, his residence. So I said that. When I said it, I said, hey, something I didn't say it right, you know, on that occasion. I realized that. I said, oh, never mind, whatever happens, we'll tolerate. So, uske liye taiyar bhi hona chahiye, right? So, agar aapne koi nonsense kar diya, to uska jo consequences hai, uske liye bhi aapne aapko taiyar rakhna chahiye, ki bhagna nahi chahiye. So, I said, all right, what? Okay. As I said, immediately he stopped that crying. It was that tear of, immediately he had a, you know, handkerchief, immediately he piped it, and he immediately said, are ye wo aansu nahi hai, Maulvi Mansoor. Are ye wo aansu nahi hai, Maulvi. Then he said, Jazakallah. Now we are satisfied. We are happy. No problem. If this are not that what's called type of tear, which make Hazrat, you know, weak physically, because Hazrat was suffering, so then we are alhamdulillah. So those also were not because of the pain which physically he was suffering, it is because of the ache in the heart. It's for love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why. So ye hai, ke koi mast rakti ya saare alam se, dil mein lazzate darde pinhani. Pinhani means something which is hidden. That's ache which is hidden from the people, but the lazzat enjoyment man is having, Allah wala is having. کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جامع عرفان. A person whom Allah تعالیٰ grants him that cup of the drink of Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ's love, right? The drink of the recognition of Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. Yeah, you will never be able to fathom, you know, that the enjoyment of that cup. You will not be. It's not like a worldly cup, worldly liquor and what's called intoxicant. It is something from above, seven heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings for his lovers and makes them drink. Mere, Mir, Mere, Zileshi Khastab. Oh, Mir, Mir, Hazrat Mir Sahib, you know, Damat Barakatuh, make dua for him, Allah ta'ala, grant him also shifa and long life. He's a, you know, unique friend of Hazrat and servant of Hazrat. Hazrat, every now and then, you know, this is one of the great virtue and great ritual significance and a merit of Hazrat Mir Sahib, you know, Damat Barakatum, that he will share every now and then. He addresses him and takes his name and puts him in his poetry. So Hazrat is speaking to Mir Sahib and says, Mere Jilesh Katam, my this broken heart. Jama Meena Kiya Paravan. Look at the broken heart is there. But what it has got? It has got the flowing of the goblet and flowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that particular intoxication of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rang dekho to bazm arif ka. Look at this bazm, you know, of arif, the one who is a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has got the recognition of Almighty Allah in his majlis. Look at this majlis here, you know, also. Look at this, the flavor of this type of majlis. Subhanallah. Kaisi masti hai, kaisi jolani. What type of ecstasy, what type of trance, what type of enjoyment the people having in certain, like Maulana Parmarate, main tumko entertain ke liye nahi baitha. Aur ye to ruhani entertainment hai. Alhamdulillah, this is an entertainment. Much better than normal people have entertainment. Rashk karte hun, ahle sahil sab. All those people who are going to the seashore, you know, they go, all their entertainment staying at the seashore. Wahan par thehrte hain, samundar ke kinare mein, you know, zara thoda sa tehlte hain. So, what about, Hazrat says, dekar mauj dil ki tum jaane. He says, look at those waves which are coming off, the ocean of the heart of a lover of Allah. The heart of a lover of Allah. And it's waves are coming from there. Look at that. Those people who are looking at standing at the seashore and looking at the, you know, those waves of the worldly ocean. Actually, this ocean of the heart of lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is envy of those people who are standing there also. Rind pata hai khankaon. A rind is a person, right, who goes into the world and gets, you know, in the wrong way, wrong track. Right? He wanted to be lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he did not get any real, what you call, guide. So he start drinking. And there are certain individuals who had the type of this thing, but they could not be guided. But this went into drinking. But then when they saw the real light, they came back from drinking and started drinking love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cup of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jigar Murada Badi, Hazrat Mawlana, Hazrat Hanif rahmatullahi alayhi ki khidmat mein aage, itna peete te, Jigar Murada Badi ke stage jo hai, stage ke upar, he was used to, Hazrat Damat Barakatum say, when he used to sing poetry, to Hamare Mawlana Abdul Qadir sahab ki tarah, itna beautiful melodious voice, he used to have, you know, the people, he used to bewitch all the audience by his beautiful voice. Although he was not charming feature, but his voice was subhanAllah magical. But when he used to come, people used to hold him from those sides to make him sit on the stage because of so much intoxicant. Yet, when he made tawbah, he went to Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah. Allah Ta'ala accepted him. There's a rind. That was a rind. So rind taata hai khanqahon mein. In khanqah he comes away. Right? He said, no, let me go to khanqah, man. I am sick of my life. So come to khanqah, apne iman mein kaise ehsaan. Now whatever iman they have, his whole life changed and he is getting now the kafiyat and the feeling of ihsan. What is ihsan? أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see Allah Pak in front of you. And if you don't see Allah Pak, definitely Allah is watching you. Is enough for you to have a more feeling of love of Allah ta'ala. And with concentration, you should worship Allah. This type of feeling he will get through khanqah. جب ملا درد خونِ حسرت سے when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala اولیاء اکرام عاشقین all these عاشقین sitting there mashallah یہ جو مجمع ہے عاشقین کا عاشقان you know خدا کا تو جو عاشق لوگ ہوتے ہیں ان کے لئے یہ جب مل ان کو جب Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all tawfiq to break your heart just because you don't want to break Allah Pak commandment and you feel you know hey, I should have enjoyed this particular beauty for example but no I don't want to look at it I want to know my God. So, iske saath kya hai? That you know the feeling, your longing, your yearning for that beautiful face. It is now. It has been wounded. It has been wounded. So, when your yearning is wounded, then what happens? From the wound, the blood is now is bleeding. The wound is bleeding. You know. So, what is going to happen now? Jab mila dard khun. So, when you are now after this wound. Now you are getting the lot of pain here because your hasrat is wounded. Kya kahun uska zaqa iman? This person here, actually he is not wounded in real sense of the word. He is not like a bodily wounded, but actually he's got the taste of his faith. Now he's getting the real taste of his iman. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Because he said that time that only my Allah Pak is my beloved. No one else is my beloved. So sake of Allah's love, he lower his gaze. So he proved himself that, Ya Allah, you are only my beloved, or no one else. So usko iman ka maza tab aayega. So that ahle dil ki barkat se, Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum, in his maqta last word, he says, because of the companionship of Allah Ta'ala's holy friends, you know, because of the you know, company, or in barakat of the company of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's holy friends, the people of heart, Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum say, dil to sabke hi paas hai. You know, so everybody is ahle dil. Ahle dil means man of heart. Who is not man of heart? So that Hazrat say, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awliya, why they only they are the one who call people of heart. Because they have given their heart away in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab dil de diya hai, to tab unko Allah ta'ala ne dil diya hai. Now they became people of heart. So that ahle dil ki barkat se, dil mein astar hai kaisi tabani. Now, Hazrat Shaykh speaks to his own self. He talks to his own, oh Akhtar, I want to tell you know, how my heart now is shining. All the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tajalli upon the heart. But because of that, heart becomes absolutely nurani and tabani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that all the barakatam, Hazrat Ahmad barakatum ash'ar wa akhiru ta'ala.
Inshallah, for the final program, we'll call Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Chawan sir, and barakatuhum, Rajas. He's also a Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid sir, and barakatuhum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. respected ulama, elders and brothers. When we really look at the reality of the Ash'ar that was recited, I think that is sufficient for us to make up our minds and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat Wala was speaking, and Hazrat Maulana Mansoor Saab spoke, an incident of the great Sahal ibn Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi comes to mind, and perhaps that encapsulates all that has been said. And in the short while, if we can just understand from the lifestyle and from the life of our kabir, our awliya, those who reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us, ulama have explained that from time to time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this iman, we recite this kalima, and in that we have sown the seed of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That potential of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat and gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahal ibn Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi used to speak often about the hijrat, and used to say that there are three types of hijrat. One is hijrat from masiyat, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tawbah, making the tawbah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second is from ghaflat to the dhikr of Allah, from a life of negligence to make the dhikr of Allah and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third is from the life of jahalat, of ignorance, to the life of knowledge. Now when we look at his own life, it has been narrated that when he was 5 or 6 years old, he gets up one night and he finds that his mamu, his uncle, is performing his tahajjud salat and making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes there. And the reality is, like it has been said now, that when we link ourselves with Ahlullah, when we are in the close sohbat of the Ahlullah, that flame catches. And he sits there, he is attracted to the tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. And then when his uncle completes, he teaches him one sentence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the reality of this one sentence into my heart and into our hearts. Simple sentence, Allahu shahidi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses me. The witness is that person that sees the incident. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees every aspect of our lives. Sahal Tastari goes back. The next day the same thing happens. And again the uncle says to him, learn another important aspect, Allahu nazili. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees me, Allah watches over me. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the kalam paak, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does man not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds him? Our ulama have explained, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches over us, Allah beholds us, it is the nigah of karam of Allah. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever our state be, whatever our condition be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches over us with compassion. Bishr Afi rahmatullah alayhi says when he was on the plains of Arafat, he heard one person sing some ash'ar, just the opening part of it. Kam qad zalimtu falam azkurka fi zalali, wa anta ya maliki bil ghaybi tazkuruni. He's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, how much have I slept? How much have I fallen? In other words, how much gunas that I have committed. But in that state of guna, I have never remembered you. But Allah, you are so kind, Allah, you are so compassionate. وَأَنْتَ يَا مَالِكِ بِالْغَيْبِ تَذْكُرُنِي. Even in that state, Allah, you remember me. Hazrat Wala always tells us, Guide of the Quran, Fazkuruni Azkurkum. We remember Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us with His inayat. Allah remembers us with His fadl. And again, the reality is this, that when we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at that time, Allah Rabbul Izzat does not take a single ni'mat away from us. Sometimes the barakah may go out of our wealth, sometimes the barakah may go out of our lives, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps those ni'mats. The person that breaks the command of Allah, in whatever guna he does, he still breathes that air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still sees with the eyes that Allah has given us. He still breathes with the nose that Allah has given us. He still hears with the ears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Sir Al-Qastari rahmatullah alayhi goes back the third night, and the third sentence his mamu, his uncle teaches him, Allahumma'i, Allah is with me. Wherever I am, whatever I am doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Lagawa Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Sir Qastari rahmatullah alayhi passes his life in the ibadat of Allah, in the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the time comes when he comes to this stage that he also begins to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah imbues him with that great gift of the ma'rifat of Allah, and now he stands up and he is performing his tahajjud salat, and in that salat he is reciting Quran Kareem. He comes to the ayat of the Quran, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَحُورًا وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَحُورًا. And as he reads this ayah, he stops his tilawat and he begins to lick his lips. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَحُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Ahl Jannah. Hazrat Wala always reminds us, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان. For that person that has the khawf, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for such a person is two jannats. One jannat in this dunya, one jannat in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person a life of sukoon, a life of ease and peace and tranquility in this world. There may be those challenges also, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that sukoon, Allah gives us that ease. And sometimes in the illnesses and in the sicknesses also, there is sukoon for this Allah wala. So at that time, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message about the people of Jannat, that Allah had given them, or Allah will give them, that pure drink of Jannah to drink. And he felt that on his lips also. So friends, brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this muqa here, that we need to reflect, we need to look into our hearts, that these are the opportunities, that we bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our heart. Between us and Allah Rabbul Izzah, there is a path, there is a road. And as Hazrat Wala indicated earlier also, that garb, that raincoat of our gunas sometimes stops the rahmat of Allah descending upon us. At one place, Hazrat Ta'un Barakatuhum said, business people understand it very easily, that the containers are at the harbor now, but it is one document that is not signed, or one document that is not in order. And that one document between us and Allah can be signed off when we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whilst we commit guna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our satr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers that guna. Allah ta'ala doesn't expose it all the time. More often Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes satr. And we find in one narration that there was a person in the people of the past called Kifal. He was a person that was a gunegar, a sinner, not an easy-going person amongst his community and people. And Allah had given him wealth also. Ulama have written that there were very few sins that he did not commit. Once a cousin of his, a female cousin of his, was hard-pressed financially. She required some assistance and some wealth. And because of her circumstances, she had no option but to stretch her hands in front of her cousin for financial help. He seizes this opportunity and he intends and he makes an arrangement of carrying out the most indecent of all deeds. And this woman in this state and in this condition, she requires the wealth. He gives her the money. She takes it in her hand. And when she realizes that his intentions are bad with her, all she says is, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah. O servant of Allah, fear Allah. What was in the heart of that woman at that time? That purity of her heart, that piety within her, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just one ittaqillah, a gunagar, a sinner whose community did not want to see him. He leaves her and he allows her to take the wealth. As she leaves, mort comes upon him. Death comes upon him. Now, look at Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means intizam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he wants to cover the faults of his banda, what the community will say about this person, how would they react now that they know he has passed on? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel that inscribes on the door of this person, Ghafarallahu li kiflin, Allah has forgiven kifl. Brother, that is that Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared and He covers our faults. We break the commandments of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to make us His beloved. And just one last aspect that we'll discuss is that one way, an easy way of having the two things in our lives. One is the muhabbat of Allah. And the other is the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most easiest way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, in kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Follow our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us have this much of yaqeen, that when we read our namaz in the haram of Makkah, that namaz is multiplied 100,000 times. That much of yaqeen we have. Because our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. Now we can understand that Allah has a khas ta'alluq. Allah has a khas relationship with the haram of Makkah. And similarly, Allah has a relationship with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which is special, which is unique. Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahimahumullah writes that if that person that follows Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the muti', in following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he becomes the beloved of Allah, then how beloved was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the muta', that we cannot imagine. Our Hazrat Wala, in one place he said, a person leaves this world, some dada, some elderly person in our family, we want something of sentimental value. Allah has left the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the sentimental value for us. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept this muhabbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tariqah, in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and over and above that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised forgiveness for us. So respected and honorable brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this occasion to be here for the weekend. Let us try and concentrate, make our niyat also sahih, that we have come here for our islah. We have come here to try and attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here to gain the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Rasul da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.